The agreement was announced in a joint statement issued in Beijing Saturday following 3 days of talks. It says North Korea will complete steps to disable its Yongbyon nuclear plant by the end of October. In return, and on the same date, impoverished Pyongyang will receive 1 million tons of heavy fuel oil. The six nations signed on to the disarmament deal include the United States, North Korea, China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia. China's main negotiator, Wu Dawei, announced an extensive list of measures involved in the verification process. He says the measures include visits to the facilities by international inspectors, review of the documents, interviews with technical personnel, and other measures unanimously agreed upon by the six parties. U.S. negotiator Christopher Hill earlier told reporters Washington's main concern was confirming North Korea's own account of its nuclear activities.
We have a going-in position about how to do proper verification. We're not asking for anything unusual. We're asking for things that are done all over the world. We want basically standard kinds of package of how you verify this type of nuclear program.
Pyongyang last month delivered to China what it called a complete declaration of its nuclear activities. The documents came 6 months after they were originally due at the end of 2007. One day later, North Korea destroyed the main cooling tower at Yongbyon, which is a plutonium-based nuclear facility. One move seen as helping to pave the way for the current agreement is a recent U.S. announcement that Washington would drop Pyongyang from its list of state sponsors of terror and lift some economic sanctions levied against Pyongyang under the Trading with the Enemy Act. Shi Yunhong, international relations professor at Beijing's People's University, applauds what he describes as compromises that he says led to major progress.
If we consider how difficult in the past to make progress in this nuclear problem in North Korea, we think that this is really almost extraordinary progress. But on the other hand, there are still a long way and surely difficult way to go if we want to have complete denuclearization, which is assured by members of international society.
Some of the major outstanding nuclear-related issues he points to include verifying whether Pyongyang indeed has a highly enriched uranium program alongside its publicly acknowledged plutonium program. Also, he said the international community wants to know more details about North Korea's nuclear cooperation with other countries, including Syria. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.